RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. At 328, make the smart call, Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. All right, Mike Tomlin talked today. Might it be the last time we hear from him as Steelers coach? We heard Schefter's comments on McAfee yesterday. There's an option that needs to be addressed at the end of the year. We've heard these rumblings and rumors before. They haven't gone anywhere.
Which makes it tougher to take them seriously now, but when it does happen, it's going to hit like a sledgehammer.
No doubt.
Whenever that is.
There's a big time boy you cried wolf feel to this, but the second time the boy cried wolf, the wolf was actually there. It did eventually happen.
I thought it was like the third or fourth.
Okay, either
and then
way.
That wolf was feasting, brother.
Yes. That had a very morbid ending.
I think it's more hard for me just to actually take this seriously because I do not take seriously the idea that Art Rooney thinks there is anything wrong. So I'm trying to think of,
I think if they
of various owners who have made seismic changes to a franchise. Jeffrey Lurie, I think, is an owner who gives a crap about his product.
Sure.
I don't think Art thinks anything is amiss here.
I think there's a very thin line, as there are with all kinds of moments in sports with guys' careers, coaches, players, quarterbacks. You name it, in any professional sport. I think there's a very thin line here, fine line. What happens if they win and how people feel about this game if they lose? The organization, if they win, I think, looks at this year as a success. They'll have made the playoffs. They'll have won their division. They lose. It's 9 straight years without a playoff victory. And you will have taken a step backwards record-wise from the year before. You will have replaced both of your quarterbacks and said, yeah, that wasn't good enough.
This guy's better and gone one game worse.
Right. Which, ironically, is the same thing that happened to Aaron Rodgers in New York. They had a better record with Zach Wilson than they did with Aaron Rodgers there last year.
There's a very good chance that if you stagger and miss the playoffs, it's because specifically the quarterback you brought in to get you there
was horrible against the Browns.
Against the Browns, and chances are would have to be horrible again against the Ravens. If Rodgers plays pretty well against the Ravens, just has good numbers, they'll probably win the game. Like that's pretty much been a binary thing.
That's what happened against the Ravens the first time.
It was the reason they won that game. He was hitting a bunch of shot plays. But oops, they don't have DK Metcalf.
Here is Jeff and Cranberry. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Hang on a second. My phone's having a hard time pairing.
All right, we're going to put you back.
Put you back on hold, and we'll try to get back to you.
Here is Fake John and Robinson. Hello, Fake John.
So they're going to win this game. I mean, that's how the Tomlin narrative works, right?
And I enjoy the fact that I know that you say that with a humongous frown on your face, very dejectedly. They're going to win this game. And I don't think you're alone, Fake John. I think you're very much with a lot of people on that.
The line's the same as it was for the Browns game.
Well, Pony will like this even more. If Jackson plays, we will absolutely win this game. If he does not, we might not. Because of Harbaugh. Harbaugh will change how he coaches the game. If Lamar's there, he's going to lean on Lamar. If Lamar is not there,
he's going to lean on Derrick Henry. Yeah, he puts his head up his ass when Lamar's his quarterback, and Lamar is about 80% at best right now, health-wise.
I agree with you so far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, beyond that, nothing will change whether this game is a win or a loss organizationally. right? I mean,
if it's a complete humiliation, like, to, well, let's just humor me for a second, Fake John. If it's Snoop Huntley and it's 30-0, do you think Art would, do you really believe Art, if there's Fire Tomlin, it's Snoop Huntley, he would just go, well, get him next year?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about, Terrell Austin's contract's up, so who's next? Dunbar, right? You're not going to go out and get Jonathan Gannon and actually light a fire under Tomlin's butt to actually put him in any sort of fear that there's somebody behind him that can take his job. No, that won't be the case. We got our 9 wins. Extend them again, right?
That so, option you, so you think they're picking up that option no matter what? Like, fait accompli? So.
At this point, he got his 9th win. That's all that matters. Above the mean, Jim Rooney wins.
I don't think, thanks, Fake John, I don't think Rodgers would be back if they lost. I don't think he would have, I don't think Rodgers would have, like, I don't think it would be up to him, is what I mean.
No, I think they'd tell him to take a hike.
So there you go. Like you said, any organizational change, I think that is one.
At this point,
that's one thing I feel pretty strongly about. If the Steelers lose to the Ravens and Rodgers just has a so-so game,
yeah,
I think regardless of whether or not he wants to retire or not, they're going to close the door on
that. I agree with that. I think he might even probably just do it for them. But, okay, let's say they lose, and then that means he's gone. Are you with me, and I think a growing number of people, that even though they might not trust the Steelers coaches, the quarterback you'd love to see them have starting next year in week 1 is Malik Willis? Because that's what I would take
yes,
at this point.
Yes, I wouldn't say I'm not in love with it,
but I mean, as far as realistic
on
options,
the board,
yeah.
We were talking about this before he even went out and played a couple of good games in a row. The free agent crop of quarterbacks stinks, and he was the most intriguing one. And in back-to-back games, he's made himself look even more intriguing.
And he played the second one hurt basically the entire time because of the end of the first one. I actually think if they did that, I don't think Arthur Smith is anything special as a coordinator. I don't. But I also don't think he's terrible. He has experience with guys who can move. I don't think, as long as Tomlin didn't go, hold on, I don't trust this guy. He check him down. Make him check down. I don't think they'd have a horrible offense. I think they'd have a chance at actually being somewhat productive.
But I would not, if the offseason is, they lose to the Ravens, the scapegoat is Terrell Austin, they hire someone else to be the defensive coordinator, and Aaron Rodgers gets shipped out for Malik Willis, that will not make me feel like, okay, I'm not a Tomlin guy, but I am now excited about this season. I like what I've seen from Willis. He's an athlete. He throws the ball much more accurately and in rhythm and sees the field better than his critics thought when he came out of college, and especially after he played in Tennessee. Like, there's some serious growth there as a quarterback.
He's playing for a good offensive coaching staff, and he has grown. He's been much better.
But does Malik Willis outweigh the last 9 years of Tomlin and make me think, with Willis, they're back? No, it does not.
It would require Mike showing that he will handle a youngish, relatively inexperienced quarterback differently. Our buddy Adam Gretz, still writing for my old publication, Yard Barker, if the Steelers are serious about winning, he writes, Mike Tomlin's job should be on the line in this game, period.
Yeah.
This should be a binary yes or no pass-fail for him to continue as Steelers head coach. I agree with that, which is why the first 6 words there are so hit so hard. If Steelers are serious about winning, and I don't think they are in the sense that Adam and pretty much every fan wants them to be.
Like, aspirational for championships.
Yeah, I think we're serious about winning 9 games. That's what they are.
Here's Daryl in Houston. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays to you.
You too.
And,
what's up, Daryl? After Fake John and Robinson, it's like Gehrig and Roof from the 27 Yankees right now getting you on the line here.
Yeah, a couple of things I want to agree with real quickly. I agree with the Malik Willis. I totally agree yesterday with you, Chris, in regards to the sack situation with Myles Garrett and Rodgers ducking and dodging. And lastly, what I really want to address is Andrew. And Andrew, you're smart. We know that. You're good at your job. And we understand you try to provoke conversation.
Sure.
But coming out and chastising the fans because the Fire Tomlin chant didn't age well, when that wasn't just that day. That was a culmination of 8 and now going on 9 years of frustration.
Sure.
Because as you mentioned yesterday about slasher movies, you know how this movie ends. You stayed in the cabin Andrew and told everyone else, look at y'all now. That didn't age well. And then Jason showed up. You ran under the bed. He pulled you out. You got slashed. Now you're mad and saying, I'm back to where you guys are outside the cabin.
I mean, Daryl.
You clearly should have let it.
Daryl, I mean, they suffered one of the worst regular season losses of his entire tenure on Sunday. Like, yeah, I should change my mind off of that. And the way they looked in that game, too.
But, Andrew, the movie ends the same way. Buffalo 2 years ago. The Ravens last year. You know the ending of the movie. So to get back to Garius and say, oh, hey, you guys, it age well. When you know that there's a third act and a fourth act, was a little bit disingenuous, but I understand what you're doing because you're good at
this. No. It wasn't disingenuous because of the way Rodgers was playing. It was not disingenuous at all. It looked and felt different to me. And I said as much, and I said that the take to fire the coach wasn't aging well because the guy he brought in here, who was only here because he said, I picked the Steelers because of the head coach, was playing really good football. That's true.
And Andrew, they got some breaks. He was playing decent, better than he had been. They got some breaks. And I mean, they're not, you know, this part of the game, I'm not saying it happened. This is the reason they won. They caught some breaks. And
well,
they
what
won
break,
some games.
What breaks did they catch? The play at the goal line
against Detroit was the right call, and the play in the end zone against the Ravens was the right call.
Would you agree that they're not right calls that always get adjudicated properly?
Wait a minute. You think the St. Brown golf play should be adjudicated differently?
No. I'm saying the likely play more than the St. Brown play. I'm not positive that likely play gets overturned by every crew. I'm not positive
Likely play for sure. The Rodgers on his knees with possession on the fumble, that's sketchy. Now, I saw a couple pick plays, and you can call pick plays just like you can call holding most of the time. That goes either or. The fact that they were even in
I don't know, man. I mean, we're playing this game now. We're going to go back and look at Super Bowl 40 and say, look at Daryl Jackson's offensive pass interference Hasselbeck's penalty.
Hold on, guys. Both of you. Hold on. To put maybe a different spin or point on Daryl's idea of they've caught a couple breaks, you can say that both were adjudicated properly and they were St. Brown and Likely. But I think you can also say, like, those are pretty unusual circumstances or plays, especially the Likely play. To have happen. I gave Porter credit because he never quit on the play and he kept trying to, you know, punch the ball out.
Okay.
But it's like that is a razor's edge way to win games
exactly. In
the NFL.
Thank you, Chris. That's exactly what I'm driving to. It wasn't like they had the games wrapped up.
Well, the Miami game they did. The Miami game they 100% did.
He didn't cite the Miami game, though. He cited the other two.
Yeah, never cited that game. But in closing, guys, To the question you have on the table, if the Steelers lose, would you like to see Mike Tomlin go? I think it would be time for Mike Tomlin to go. I think it has a shelf life. It can't keep going over and over. It's the same movie, different actors, but you still have Jason and you still have Michael Myers. And if you still have them, you know what's going to happen at the end of the movie. You're going to run under the bed. He's going to find you. You're going to get slashed and you're going to be upset.
Who's Mrs. Voorhees in all this, Art?
And lastly, they don't want to see the Texans. They don't want to see these cats.
Who do they want to see? The Chargers because their offensive line stinks? I mean, they'd be an underdog against any of those three teams that are going to be in the wild card round. Bills because they lost to them, Chargers because they lost to them, and Houston because they have the number one defense in the NFL. They're not going to be favored to win any of those games.
I want to say one more thing, because I know we got to take a break, but I think this is like a complicated thought that I'm going to try to simplify. The reason some people are mad about, like, you saying, hey, that stuff didn't age well, and people are saying, no, it aged fine, like, you're wrong about that, it all traces back to every complaint about this is that it's the same old, same old. And by that I mean, Pony, if we had seen this team, like, win a playoff game here or there, or operate very differently, right?
Yep.
And it wasn't just three above average, better than they had been games from Rodgers.
Yes.
I think that would buy you a lot more cachet or build up a lot more equity with fans. But because, as Daryl said, the ending is always the same with different actors playing the roles, no one is willing to give, like, Rodgers even, a four-time MVP and future Upper Room Hall of Famer, any grace for playing three good games in a row.
They were when it was happening.
To a degree, but I'll even give our listeners in the...
But you were saying it too.
I'm not lumping myself in here, Pony. I'm not putting myself on that pedestal. I'm saying some of these people who are like, nah, man, I never really bought into it. I remember them calling or texting or messaging.
I don't disagree with that.
And so I think that unique dynamic of you're saying, well, I, you know, hey, it did age poorly. For those people, it didn't, because it's never really changed.
But guess
here.
What? Like, you're right. Like, right now, the people that were upset with me that I said, hey, the Fire Tomlin chants are aging poorly, that got mad at me when I said those things, they have hand right now in this debate. And I think ultimately they'll be right. Mm-hmm. But they won't be if the Steelers win on Sunday, and they definitely won't be if the Steelers win the following week.
I think those people are happy making that like, you know, banking that and making that trade hypothetically. Like, hey, if they win two games in a row here, those people will probably say, well, like, yes.
They'll do what I did after those three games,
but
right?
At that point, they'll have seen something with the second of those two wins that they haven't seen in a very long time.
I mean, we never saw Dan Campbell's Lions, since they got good, lose back-to-back games, and the Steelers went in there and beat them. Like, they did something that was pretty impressive.
Absolutely, and I would even say my opinion on that game would still be more bullish if they hadn't gone out and laid an egg against the Vikings, who have a quarterback that I think is Kenny Pickett with a better publicist. And then didn't they have to put old Brosmer in that game?
Yeah,
because McCarthy got hurt. Yeah.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Adam Schefter, once again, on Pat McAfee's show. There's a wide range of outcomes from this game on Sunday. There's really only two outcomes. Ravens win, Steelers win. There's also a tie, I guess, but it's just what happens in the event they lose. And Schefter didn't go on McAfee's show and just poo-poo or scoff at or dismiss the idea that Tomlin could be gone. Could have easily said, guys, they love him there. 19 years, no losing seasons. Art Rooney adores him.
He could have even done the finger wagging thing where he says, I know fans in Pittsburgh sick of Mike Tomlin.
Could have channeled his inner Mike Greenberg there, but didn't.
Haven't heard a lot from Greeny. Has he still been spouting off at the mouth about how great Mike is and how dumb we are? What about Rich Eisen? He doing any of that?
I think Greeny pretended like the Browns-Steelers game didn't happen. Yeah. Or maybe he's off this week. Holidays, you know, conveniently.
Spend some time with the family. Don't have to acknowledge that Mike's team literally just vomited all over themselves, basically, against Shedeur Sanders, who I don't think will be a starting quarterback in the league beyond the first 4 weeks of next year. Yeah, cool.
So there's a chance this is Tomlin's final game as Steelers
coach. What percentage
coach.
Are you putting on it, though?
Almost Almost zero.
Like, win or lose, what percentage? Obviously, if they lose this game, it goes up. But yeah. If they win, I think it's zero. Mm-hmm. If they lose, I still feel like it's less than 10, don't you?
The one thing that we can't really get, you know, a grasp of or a hold on is how much Mike is affected by the fact now that it's not just callers into our show or the internet, social media.
It's some casuals who go to the games, maybe.
It's people went to a game and called for his head, and if they get beat again and they get behind in this game, it's going to happen again.
So I'll even say...
And does Mike want...
Does he want to be that guy in this town?
Who now, every time he coaches a game and his team is losing at home, he hears Steelers fans say, fire Tomlin. Because I don't think it's going to stop until he's gone.
If they play a classic against the Ravens, like a game that is reminiscent in terms of its entertainment value of Bears-Niners just now.
Yep.
And it's 28-27 and they lose somehow.
Yep.
Because he goes for the win, two for two in the win with no time left on the clock and they just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the game is back and forth. I actually think there's also a 0% chance he leaves because there wouldn't be any fire Tomlin. There would be like, wow, this is two pretty evenly matched, like pretty obviously middle of the pack teams.
I don't agree with that.
If they get beat 31-10, I think that's where there's the chance because that's when you're going to hear people screaming to fire him in the building.
I think whenever fans at that game, not all of them, of course, but I think a lot of fans who are going, who have it in the back of their mind that this coach is untrustworthy and not someone you can depend on or count on to turn this franchise around and start winning meaningful games, I think whenever they think it's a pretty good bet that the Steelers are going to lose the game, I think you're going to hear fire Tomlin chants. And if that's at the very end of the game on a last second field goal, or if that's or that's 5 minutes into the first quarter, I think they'll come out. And even if they lose a heartbreaker and a nail biter in a close game, I think there'll be people who stick around that when he goes out to shake hands and then walk back to the tunnel to leave the field, will say, fire Tomlin, we're done with you. Get out of here. Thanks for nothing.
I said yesterday that I've learned not to just like assume that because it would take a weird set of circumstances for something to happen, for the Steelers to lose a game, to not just like assume that it can't happen because I just watched that game. I have also learned doing this job that when we start speculating on Tomlin's future and you start kind of talking yourself into the idea, well, maybe if this happened, maybe if that happened, he'll actually think differently about all this. Not to assume he will because he'll just dig back in. And so you know what? I'm putting it at 0% if they win. At 0% if they lose a close one, and at under 3%, even if he is being serenaded with fire Tomlin chants, even if as he usually walks off the field and maybe like acknowledges the fans even after a loss and thanks them for at least their support, I think there's almost no chance he would be moved to do that.
412-928-9370. Let's get back to your calls. Here is Rob in O'Hara is back with us. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
It's the Yinzer divide that you're talking about today. You got the younger generation, people like in your generation, not it doesn't include you two because you're tuned into the sports better than people your age. But in my generation, I'm 66. I grew up with Noel, and people don't even understand what the standard is. But nowadays, the Steeler fans hope for, well, if we can get in the playoffs or, you know, if we just win a playoff. The Steelers back in my day, they had none of that. And that's where this divide all takes place. Tomlin is nothing more than a wannabe. He wants to put his stamp on everything to show he belongs. But at the end of the day, he hasn't delivered. And he keeps bringing in all these, you guys call them baseball card players, because he wants to surround himself to say, hey, well, I'm with this guy and I'm that guy. I'm top of the line and this and that. And he just does not deliver. And here's a question.
Well, Rob, the problem with baseball card players in a sport like football, where aging is usually so unkind, is that it's more of a young man's game than almost any other sport, probably more than any other sport. And so bringing in those guys, even though it might look good to a coach on paper, usually makes his job tougher in actuality.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Malzy. There's one thing Tomlin does so much better than a lot of other coaches, and it's called self-preservation. He plays Rooney like a cat plays a mouse. He knows how to maintain his job. And here's the question I have.
But you think it requires him playing Art? I think Art willfully goes along with this.
No, but I think what Rob is saying is he knows what his boss, what his demands are. And his demands are basically like, keep us a part of the conversation, not for the Super Bowl, but keep us as a competitive team every year. And you're fine. And he does that. They don't sink to the bottom. They don't have 4-12 or 5-11 seasons. They're always in the mix. They're in the mix this Sunday.
So the weird thing about that is, though, there's pretty little wiggle room to do that year after year if you're so close to the number, if you're always getting to like 9 or maybe 10. If you have a couple things go not so well your way, like think about how close he was on the Razor's Edge a couple of years ago to going 7-10.
Yep.
You're really going to rely on Mason Rudolph riding to the rescue for three games?
Right, but I'm saying the team is never... There's never a thought, as long as Tomlin's in charge, of making moves that aren't like so much we'll take a step back, but have the bigger picture in mind. It's all about winning right now. Let me preface my comment by saying, I don't think Kenny Pickett now was ever going to be a good quarterback. All right? I don't think any amount of coddling or cajoling there was going to work with him to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But the process of getting him ready to be a good NFL quarterback was stunted by the idea that the entire process they're going into it was what was best for that team in week one. It wasn't about like, what can we do to develop a franchise quarterback that we used a first round pick on? It's what do we do to give our team the best chance to win the first game in Cincinnati? Well, Trubisky's been an NFL quarterback, so let's get him ready and let's prepare this guy. Even though the chances were very high that he had no future with this organization. And they've done these short-sighted things, cut off your nose to spite your face things, to try to win in the short term and really ignore the long term of the franchise.
I'm going to take it a step further on the Pickett analogy then. Okay?
And drafting a running back in the first round is another big part of that, Chris.
I agree with that. In your quarterbacks last year, giving him a running back and a tight end when you needed to reset your offensive line. I'll give you another part of that Pickett thing that you didn't mention. They had options between, let's say, Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis were their top two, although I heard it actually wasn't even that. It was Pickett, I think, Ritter, and then Willis. But let's just say it's Pickett and Willis.
Yep.
They took the perceived higher floor, lower ceiling, safer player.
Closer to being NFL
closer
ready.
Closer to being NFL ready and at least keeping you on the 9 or so win train.
Yeah.
Then drafting Malik Willis, possibly having to have him sit for a full year, then having no idea when you finally anoint him as the man whether or not he's the right pick. And now it turns out that Malik Willis is pretty obviously, other than Purdy, going to look like the best quarterback from that class because there's so few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they absolutely took the safe, keep us around relevance guy, at least in theory, and how he was perceived.
So that's why I think he said, Rob is like, he knows how the owner and the coach, I think, are like-minded there. Like, there's...
Well, the owner's made no bones about it. His own brother has acknowledged
right.
What the goal is. And I think Mike looks at that and says, all right, I never have to have the hard pill of a 4-13 season where maybe I have to reset this thing. I can continue to try to do what they want to do, which is always aligned with me. I love winning games.
And I think the only way you get anything close to a reset on outlook is if you have a coaching change.
Don't you think it needs more than that, even probably an ownership? Not an ownership change where somebody else buys the team, but like somebody there. We hear about Art's son having kind of different, more football-oriented views than him. Not so much business or whatever. I think you need somebody else calling the major shots because Art still has his thumbprints and fingerprints all over everything they do.
Here's one of the queens of the PM team, Carolyn Clinton. Hello, Carol.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Carol. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah, I wanted to wish you Happy New Year. I didn't get to talk to you since Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Carol.
Well, my first thing is I have been listening to you guys right along, and I've listened to all the stuff you said about Tomlin and given him, you know, some props about the three-game winning streak and all that, and I wasn't agreeing with any of it, but I was just, you know how I am.
That's why we love you, Carol, because even though you don't love
Carol,
what we're saying, you're still a woman
of conviction, Carol.
Yes, you are.
Stick to your guns.
I stand by how I feel, and so I just kept letting you do it, and You know, if they would have won, if they could have gone into Cleveland and won, like, was it the Patriots that just mopped up the Jets?
Yes. Drake May threw for five touchdowns.
That's what they should have done.
Correct.
They went into a crap show Cleveland team that, what's their record? I don't even know
what
it
is.
Now they're 4-12.
They were 3-12 coming in, and Carol, Andrew and I sat in mixed company with Browns fans and Steelers fans. Those Browns fans were by no means all happy that the Browns were winning that game. There were many people who wanted the Browns to lose that game.
To get a better draft.
Correct. Or, that's correct. Yeah. Like, that was not a united crowd that wanted to see them win.
That's what I wanted to see. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt as much as I can because I'm dug in on this. But I wanted to see them go into Cleveland and really leave a message, and they went in and, like you said, peed down their legs.
They did leave a message, and that's that they're
Thank
not
you,
a
Carol.
Serious operation.
I mean, anybody whose opinion all along and currently is, I'm not going to believe in this team to do anything again until the coach is gone. What do I say as a rebuttal to that right now? Well, you'll see. Just wait until Sunday. They'll prove you wrong by beating the Ravens.
There's nothing you can say. There's nothing.
Well, I reference back to things that happened more than a decade ago now.
Those aren't relevant. It's not relevant.
The NFL has changed unbelievably since then.
It has. I am just looking at the call screen right now, man. Do we just have a murderer's row of some of our best and brightest
here? Who is this guy? Scott is in his kitchen, but it said before that his name was Tim in his house.
I like this. Are you a multiple names guy, Scott?
No, I'm Scott, but I've moved on from the kitchen. I'm in the living room watching some college football.
But previously, like, you were entered into our system as Tim in your house, so
have you called in as Tim?
Maybe to Bob.
Oh.
So wait, you call in under different names to different people?
It depends what day it is, and I just pick a name, so yeah.
So your name is not actually Scott?
Close enough. But can we talk about firing Tomlin?
Are you in the CIA?
I don't know why you need to protect your name or whatever, but
you know
that's
what?
Fine.
Scott, here's your challenge. We'll let you get to your substance of your call. Next time you call in, can you use one of those voice modifiers that they used to have on 60 Minutes where you sound like you're in witness protection?
I got you, Chris.
What do you got for us?
So first off, I mean, who doesn't want Tomlin fired? I thought he should have been on the hot seat after the 2017 team, which was the best team he's had, got their teeth kicked in by Blake Bortles. Then you lose to Baker, which, I mean, people have talked about this, but he should have never gotten an extension. But I have a question for you guys. Seeing that the NFL draft is coming to town, do you think that will affect the decision to let Tomlin go?
Cabali has come out and said he thinks it does affect it, and he thinks that's why Rooney's going to keep him. Because he thinks that inside the NFL, Rooney's going to get crap if he gets rid of Mike, and he doesn't want to have to deal with that when the draft comes here. And having his peers and having people inside the NFL, like, look at him sideways for letting go of a coach that's revered throughout the league. That's Cabali's take. I will say it again. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that if they lose, it's Mike who comes to this great epiphany. Like,
I don't want to do this anymore.
Was it Paul on his way to Damascus?
Yeah, he was struck down off his horse.
Yes. I need a Paul.
No, he was Saul then, and then he became Paul.
I need Paul / Saul on his way to Damascus moment here for Tomlin, where he wakes up on Monday and was like, wait a minute, why am I still doing this?
I'll tell you what, that's Saul, bad guy until he had that epiphany. Real bad guy.
Well, that's the point sometimes of epiphanies. You realize the error of your ways.
In this case, it would just be Mike saying, I think I'm done here. I've had enough.
Yeah.
He loves the draft so much, though, and to have it here.
Well, and he's got it good here. He's got a huge contract. He's got, well, you know what? I'm going to cut myself off and say this. I can't believe it took any of us until 3:16 to bring this up. The thing that we have not brought up yet, and I'm shocked Schefter didn't say this when he was on McAfee's show. Let's go back to the contract. There's an option that's got to get picked up after the season ends.
Correct.
If they lose this game on Sunday, how do you, in good faith,
if you're
pick up that option?
Well, that's where your logic hits a notable speed bump. Given everything Art has historically said about Mike, there's no reason to think that even if they get humiliated in this game and miss out on the division, that Art would make a decision based on that. it still stands to reason, based on everything we've seen Art do throughout his tenure with Mike, that he'll just say, yeah, this is, I'm rubber stamping this. I'm picking this up. I want
based
him to be our coach.
Based on what, though?
The fact that
a disappointing finish to a season, a second collapse in 2 years?
The fact that, yeah, after previous disappointing finishes, he'll say things like, I want to run the ball better, we need to get better, but then he does the same stuff. He gave Mike gives Mike extensions when everyone else thinks that he should be fired.
Well, then but we haven't seen it get this bad. Like, we've heard on our shows, it's been bad like this for a long time.
He'll can Terrell Austin and tell him, you got to find a better defensive coordinator, even though that guy doesn't get to call plays.
Yeah, but
plays,
that's not going to satiate the appetite of fans to do that.
How much does Art care about satiating the appetite of fans? Well, it's easy when it's Matt Canada. How much easier is it when it's Mike Tomlin?
Well, we'll see. I mean, if he wants thousands of people to boo his presence at a draft, then go ahead, keep him. Well, to me, if he declines...
Wait, to boo Mike's presence, how? He's not going to be
I'm talking about Art's.
Okay.
To me, if you decline the option, the ball's in Tomlin's court. Do you want to go into 2026 as a lame duck coach? It's on you. And I don't think he would. I think he'd look at that as like a slap in the face.
He would. He actually would. He would look at it as a slap.
So then maybe that's the way he does go and do TV for a year like Sean Payton did.
That would be the ultimate passive-aggressive move by Art. He'd be like, I don't have the... It would be like making your significant other so mad at you that they break up with you.
Right, but my thing is, like, even though I'm sure Art just, you know, whispers sweet nothings to Mike and compliments him at every turn, even if you're Mike and his agent, if at the end of the year Art said, I'm not going to pick up the option... We missed the playoffs in a year where the other two quarterbacks in the division weren't healthy. We had a chance to win the division, and you scored 6 points at Cleveland. And then here comes our arch rival again, this time on our turf. And they end our season 2 years in a row. I'm not rewarding that. Sorry. How could anybody, like...
How could anybody argue that's unreasonable?
Right. How could Mike be mad at that?
You couldn't. The only prism through which you'd view that as unreasonable is the way that that very same person has previously acted towards you.
Yeah, like, oh, this is a real, you know, this is a real personality change or
right. Well, I've said so many times to people who've complained to me about Mike, like, off the air, I've said, well, wait a minute. Would you change anything you're doing if you were him and your boss kept telling you you're doing a good job, here's another raise? That's the only prism through which Mike and his people would say, wait a minute, like, you've never done this before. Why now? I had a 9-8 season. So what?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
There's that big runner line again from Tomlin. Listen to the PM team wherever you want, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Donnie Football's Tomlin tidbit on the two quarterbacks that Baltimore could potentially play in this game. I think maybe some football fans of other teams would say we've collectively lost our mind, but I have not talked to a Steelers fan who has said they'd rather face Tyler Huntley than Lamar Jackson on Sunday. I think by and large, Steelers fans want to see Jackson because then Jackson becomes the focal point of the offense and not Derrick Henry.
Well, John Harbaugh just gets dumber when Jackson's in there, period. And Jackson's not healthy.
Which I think that that's actually, I think that's a bad look for both guys involved.
It is. Oh, it absolutely is.
Bad for Harbaugh.
It's bad for Harbaugh because he kowtows to his quarterback more than he should in the circumstance when he has such a, it would be different if they just had Keaton Mitchell or something as their main back. You have a future Hall of Fame hammer who has proven he can still carry the load at 32. You just gave him the ball 36 times, right?
Yeah.
It's bad for Jackson because I think it, even though he got paid again and won that contract battle with them, really, if he would play within himself at 80% mobility, okay? And I don't think he's like an awesome passer when the threat of him running is removed from the equation for the most part, but he's good enough at this point to like move them down the field with Henry back there. If he would just be like, I'm going to take what's there, I'm going to throw a lot of stuff to Mark Andrews, I'm going to hit Zay Flowers here and there, and otherwise I'm going to turn and hand the ball to this crazy specimen of a human being, I think they'd win. I don't think either guy can put their ego aside in that yep. situation.
Yeah. Just I can't imagine at any point during Ben's run having people say, you know what, this is like a playoff game. I'd rather have Charlie Batch in than Ben. Now, we did experience a little bit of that after Mason had that good game in Cleveland in 2020. But not a lot.
I remember saying that.
Not a lot.
I remember like laughing at how Mason looked really good in the fourth quarter, but no one's heart was really in that. I will say this about Tomlin, just since we brought up Harbaugh there. Mike has a big ego. Any head coach that's been on the job really at all, especially for two decades, has one. I will give him credit for this. I do think Mike's ego doesn't get in the way so much where he's not fine winning a slop fest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he cares in that moment about being smarter than whoever is across from him. I mean, the guy has beaten Sean McVay in recent years twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Mike is just, to borrow one of his phrases, much to my chagrin, singularly focused on winning, even if it is a 9-8 rock fight that everyone says set football back 10 years. John desperately wants people to believe he is better than Mike. Because weirdly enough, while you'll get people in Pittsburgh who will say he is the better of the two coaches, outside of Pittsburgh, pretty much no one says that.
Yeah, I think they keep it simple stupid if Derrick Henry and Tyler Huntley are in their backfield against the Steelers.
If I thought the Steelers' offense had a set of options in this game where the simplest thing and like where there was something that they were really good at that they could just be simplified and do, like just give the ball to their backs 40 times, I think Mike would do it. I think if he thought Aaron Rodgers was his trump card and Rodgers had been averaging 370 yards a game, guess what? They'd throw the ball 55 times if they thought their protection would hold up.
They would with Rodgers.
You know what I mean, though? If he felt like he had something that was a true ace in the hole, I think he would use it. I don't think Harbaugh does.
That was Donnie's Tomlin tidbit, but to just put a finer point on what you said there.
Yes.
I mean, Russell Wilson did do that against Cincinnati late in the year, and then they were like, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. Take it easy,
Russ. Can you believe this, though, when I say it? I actually do feel like that was more of an Arthur Smith and Russ beef.
But Tomlin sided with Arthur.
Yeah, he did. But to me, the original sin there is Arthur Smith's just like, man, I hate this guy. I really don't like this dude.
I mean, in the end, he was right. I mean, look at Russell Wilson's career since. But
they were.
All right, here's Chris next. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
You too.
Hey, a couple things. Number one, yeah, I do hope that this is the last Tuesday that we have to hear from Tomlin. I don't know that that's going to be the case. But the second thing is I think you would agree that those three games that they won, I mean, they looked like a completely different team than they did against Cleveland.
Yes.
You know, it's like it didn't even look like the same team. So I can see where you're coming from. You're talking about, you know, those things aging, not aging well, whatever. But I'll leave you with this. It's like, as far as Art is concerned, I know you guys have probably seen the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yep. Only about 500 times.
Right. Art puts me in the mind of Clark's boss, who's like completely oblivious. Like, how can you sit here and tell me that he's paying attention to what's going on with his team and still has Tomlin as the head coach? It's like, make it make sense.
So when they give Tomlin an extension, Chris, it's actually one of his aides whispering corporate card to Art, and Art just goes, what? We gave him an extension? I think Art, see, this is where I've come around on Mike Florio's take on this, because he used to say this to us, so I'm actually going to disagree with the caller. Mike used to say this to us, and I would always just have a hard time like believing it, because no one locally had ever said definitively one way or the other whether it was the case. Mike has always held to the opinion that Art, despite appearances, has a much heavier hand in matters than he wants it to appear publicly. I now agree with that. I do. I think Art, quietly behind the scenes, and I don't think this is a good thing because I think Art's instincts are often wrong, likes to dictate terms. And I think it's more a case of Mike is willing to work within Art's preordained parameters than Mike dictates terms to Art.
My best guess on all of that is I think Art looks at their seasons post-Ben as something that should be praised and not criticized. Meaning, there's no culpability for having to do Band-Aids at quarterback and for that being a year-to-year thing. It's just they've been stuck and they've had to find guys. And the fact that they've been able to win with those guys, win, meaning like, you know, go 9-8, yeah, 10-7, is something that should be admired and not ridiculed. I think that's how he honestly looks at it. And that's why, to what we were talking about before, that would be the justification for giving Tomlin an extension or picking up Tomlin's option, even if they lose on Sunday. Well, you had to give it a go with a 41-year-old. Won 9 games, Mike. Keep it up.
But it's like, at what point would then, if that's true, if that's how they view it, at what point does that change?
Chris, you know what he would say? I mean, we were in the desert from 79 to 04. It's not easy to find one of those guys. The fact that we can still maintain competitiveness without one is a testament to Mike Tomlin as head coach.
Then I would respond if I ever got the chance to say back to Art in just like not an interview setting, I could just get away with saying whatever I felt like to him. I would say, Art, if it's really hard to do that, why did the Patriots have a 6th-round guy win 6 of them, jettison him eventually, sit in the quote-unquote wilderness for, 3 years? Then draft Drake May, who appears like he might be just as good someday.
Also fire the head coach with the most Super Bowls of all time in the middle of that, too.
Then quickly get rid of another guy who clearly wasn't the right fit and make it all better.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.